Now, again today, I want you to turn with me, please, to 1 Peter chapter 2, and we are still in verse 5. I had no idea or intention of staying here that long, but we're in verse 5, and we've come to the end of the first, phrase, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house." Now, the house of the Lord, which house we are, the house of the Lord should be a spiritual house. It should not be a house where there is bitterness and argument and hatred and hypocrisy. He's already told you those things in verse 1. We are to be a spiritual house. I made the expression as I left the program yesterday, and if you heard it, you'll enjoy hearing it again. I said that when we walk in to a building where the church is meeting, we walk into a building where God's church, local church, is meeting, we ought to not feel like we're walking into a refrigerator or that we're walking into some sort of a entertainment program, or we're walking into, I think it works both ways. I think we have those places where it is so solemn and so dead and so cold until we feel like we just may as well turn and go home. And then we walk into other places that they're so jumpy and lively, and a church ought to be lively, but so lively and so jumpy and so noisy and clapping their hands and dancing around on the platform until we think like, well, we've just gone to another show. We've gone to another picture show or another stage show. And so the church ought to be a spiritual house. When we walk into the church, we ought to feel the warmth. Maybe I shouldn't use the word feel, but we ought to know the warmth of the spiritual house. We ought to know in reality the very presence of the Lord. Now, that's the way the Lord set up the church, and that's what He wants it to be. The Lord don't want our churches today to be entertainment centers. The Lord don't want our churches today to be so sanctimonious until we feel like that if we grunted an amen, that we'd be picked up and carried out by an usher. The Lord wants us to be spiritual. Now, a spiritual situation is one that is enjoyable and pleasant, not one that is awesome in the sense that we feel like we're in a cave somewhere, or we feel a chill because it is so dry and dead. Neither should we, is a spiritual house one where it's acting like the world. Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him. And so we ought to be able to walk into church and know the warmth of the Holy Spirit of God that meets with God's people. There should be a pleasant attitude among the people. There should be friendliness among the people. There should be joy in the hearts of the people. The music should be music that magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Of whatever type it might be, with the exception of rock and roll, which is definitely sinful, and this so-called contemporary sound, which is worldly. Now, you get away from those two. There's lots of good music. We may not enjoy every song that's sung, but if the choir sings a song I don't like, I'd be a fool to walk out of a church and say, well, I can't go here because they sang a song I don't like, because the next song they sing might be one that really blesses my soul. And if I act like that, I'm acting like a fool, because there might be somebody over there on the other side of the congregation who really gets a spiritual blessing out of the previous song. You see what I mean? I hope you see what I mean. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. And then he goes on to say, and holy priesthood. We, every one of us, not just Peter, not just the pastor, not just the bishop, if your church has such, or just the elder, if your church has such. I'm talking about every born-again child of God is a part of a royal, holy priesthood. You see, we're built up into a spiritual house, and we're built up into a holy priesthood. Now, why are we priests? Why would God make us priest? Well, Jesus Christ is our high priest. We know that. And there is no other high priest in Israel, in Rome, or anywhere. There is no other high priest. There is only one high priest, and that's since the cross. Before the cross, the high priest came from Aaron, down the lineage of Aaron. But after the cross, the lamb was killed, the blood was shed, the blood was placed in the body of Jesus on the cross, and the blood was shed and taken by him and offered on the altar in heaven, and now he became our high priest. And we do not need another high priest, but we are priests, every one of us. That's every born-again child of God, not just some select group. Ye are an holy priesthood. Now, what are we to do? To offer up spiritual sacrifices. You see, in the Old Testament, in Israel, they offered up sacrifices of animals. They offered up sacrifices of goats and bullocks and doves. But you and I, as priests in this body of Christ, in this house that is built up of living stones, plural, we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Now, what does that mean? Well, a sacrifice is something that costs you something. Now, you see, if you sacrifice something, then you are giving up something that costs you something, something that is dear to you, something that is worth something to you. And I think many Christians today offer only that which they don't really want anyway. I mean, there's lots of Christians who tithe. And the Old Testament teaches tithing. The New Testament teaches more than tithing, according as God has promised us. But there's a lot of born-again Christians today, I suppose they are. They claim to be, many of them. And they offer up a tithe when they go to church, and it doesn't make an ounce of difference. It doesn't cut into their living one bit. It doesn't hurt them at all. It doesn't cost them anything. For many of them, it's a way to get some money off their income tax, and so that kind of thing. So what kind of a sacrifice is a spiritual sacrifice? We'll talk about that next week on the program. Tell somebody else about the ministry. Write and let us know if you appreciate the program. Enclose a gift if the Lord should lay it upon your heart.